Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have the Jamestown Downtown Association President, Lynn Lambrick, joining us. And Lynn, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for taking time, Lynn. We're excited. It is summertime, and that means only one thing. Those classic cars are going to be rolling around. I've already seen a couple out and about.
Yeah, people love getting them out.
Exactly. And we are in the summertime now, and usually what that means is it's time to show off those vehicles. Rods and hogs and things that go vroom is coming up here this Saturday in Jamestown. 5 years, Lynn, this has been going on.
Fifth annual, yeah. Can you believe it?
It's crazy. So the Jamestown Downtown Association put this together 5 years ago. What was kind of the thought behind putting together this event?
Well, we were looking for a different summer event, just to, you know, something to bring people downtown. And it had been mentioned many times that we should do some kind of a show. A lot of people don't know that Jamestown is kind of like a motorsports hub of North Dakota. And so there are literally 13 different motorsports related groups, clubs in the Jamestown area.
There's a lot of them.
So we wanted to invite everybody. It's not just a classic car show. It's, you know, you can bring your mud runners, you can bring your rat rods, you can bring your, we'll have Speedway, the Speedway cards there. Also the, drag racing cars.
Yeah.
So everybody is welcome to come down and promote their club.
Sure.
And then also at the same time, we have an actual show that we have prizes for best car, best truck, best bike, and best rat rod.
Wow. Yeah. And like you said, Lynn, something there for everybody. All these clubs are invited to join, and people outside of Jamestown more than welcome to come in here for this too as well.
Oh, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. If you've got the way we have it structured is that if you want to just come and bring your car to show it, just to have a fun day or whatever, you can bring that in for free. If you want to be a part of the prizes, you know, have a chance for any of their, we have cash prizes for the top three in each category.
Okay.
And then we also have a special trophy at the end for the best of show type of thing of the People's Choice Award. And that also comes with a cash prize. And that is being sponsored. It's actually named after Dick Dower.
Okay.
And so being sponsored by Dower's Trophies and also a couple of other sponsors. But we want everybody to have fun. You know,
for sure.
So you're invited to bring, I mean, if you got a tractor, we don't necessarily have a category for tractors, but we've had people bring their tractors.
I was gonna say if enough show up, it might have to be a category.
Absolutely,
one day.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the thing. We can make a category. That's no problem.
So Rods, Hogs, and Things That Go Vroom is gonna be June 8th in Jamestown. Everything kicks off at 1 o'clock, and registration and everything happens before that, I believe, Lynn.
Yep, we'll start with registration around noon or so. People can just register right there on site and, you know, bring everything down that you need for registration. Mm-hmm. And we also have a lot of activities going on, too. We'll have entertainment in the arts part with Mike Morse. He's a Jamestown native and also a acoustic artist. So he'll be entertaining from 1 to 3 in the arts park. We also have the cone walk for the kids again, where they get a chance to kind of like musical chairs, except it's played with traffic cones.
Oh, awesome.
So we will have lots of fun toys and prizes for the kids to play that.
Okay.
And then also new this year, we have the outhouse races. And this is a fundraiser. James Valley Street Machines is actually sponsoring it. And Brian Kamlitz is involved with it. And he's actually built a couple of outhouse racers. So you don't have to bring your own outhouse.
He'll have them
but
there.
But he'll have them there. So how this works is that you have a team of three. And you have one person inside the outhouse steering. And then two people pushing. And we'll have a little, you know, kind of coned off way for them to, you know, race back and forth and stuff. And it's just for fun. And it's a great challenge. And so if you want to sign up for that, you need to get in touch with Brian Kamlitz, or you can find James Valley Street Machines on Facebook. And they have a registration on there.
Perfect.
Too.
Good way to do that. Again, Jamestown Downtown Association President Lynn Lambrick joining us on Let's Talk About It. Rods, Hogs, and Things That Go Vroom is June 8th in Jamestown. And again, like we said, kicks off at 1 o'clock there, downtown Jamestown. There's going to be something for everything. The kids, any motor lover. I mean, we're talking motorcycles. I would even hope to maybe even see like decked out golf carts there.
Ah, yeah.
That would be pretty awesome.
There's another category.
That's another one. But like you said, some music, there's going to be food. That's a big draw down there as well.
Yeah, we have food vendors. We have a gentleman that's going to be doing root beer floats for the Mystics. We also have one of the nonprofit church groups is doing tacos in a bag for a fundraiser. Okay. And then also the mini donuts, which of course...
You've already, I mean, I'm there. I'm going to be there. We're going to have the radio rover there as well. Yes. So we're excited about that. June 8th is the day to get circled on your calendar. And Lynn, there's a couple places they can go, right, to get more information, Facebooks and websites.
Yeah, we can definitely, you can look up the Jamestown Downtown Association on Facebook, or you can also go to our website at jamestowndowntown.org, and the registration for the cars will be there. The more information about the event will be there, but basically just come on down. We've got activities. We forgot to mention the street dance, too. We have
a street dance
that starts at 7. That's by the corner bar there, and I believe we have an eighth hour. But great band, and it's always a good time.
For sure. I've heard great things about them. So we want people to get down. And another thing with this, too, Lynn, a lot of this is free. It's just we want to get people downtown and experience Jamestown.
It's just to, experience Jamestown, experience downtown Jamestown. There's lots of changes going on downtown, and we want people to come down and just take a look, and there's just a lot of great things happening.
Exactly. You get to see classic Jamestown, classic cars and souped-up cars, new cars, whatever there is, it'll probably be there. I've loved that, too. Like, if it has a motor, it's more than likely going to be at Rods and Hogs.
Oh, yes.
So we want to see you there June 8th in Jamestown. Lynn, anything else about JDA or about the event coming up that you want to throw out there?
We sure would just love everybody to, like I said, visit our website, jamestowndowntown.org. Like our Facebook page, because we put not just our events on there, but we also highlight some of our member businesses or new things that are happening downtown. If you want to find out, you know, who's that business that just moved into that building, then we will usually have that on there as soon as we find out. So, like I said, just come on down and take a look at some of the changes. We got a lot of good things happening.
It's fantastic. It's a good chance. If you've not been to Jamestown for a while, a perfect reason to get downtown and enjoy the day, enjoy a summer day in Jamestown.
76 degrees, they say.
Fingers crossed it stays clear.
Man.
And because it's been hot before, and other days it's been not so hot. So I'm looking forward to that. So, Lynn, thanks for joining us on
Let's Talk. Thank you.